Don't die an unlived life. It was an awesome quote I heard the other day. This is Mark Belton, Super Training Gym. Super Training Gym, the strongest gym in the West, coming at you today with a power project. We're switching things up here in 2018, and we're no longer running Mark Bell's PowerCast. I know some of you may be disappointed, but don't worry. All we're doing is adding more content and adding more fun stuff, more stuff coming your way. We're going to be more mobile. We're going to be on the road. We're going to be doing the power project in the gym. We're going to be doing the power project out of the gym. We're going to be doing it in the podcast room. We're going to be doing the power project all over the damn place. So really excited about getting some of that squared away and really excited about the future of all that. I don't want to talk too much about what's in the past, but basically we were no longer able to we were no longer able to keep everything together with the PowerCast the way that it was currently. And so therefore I had to move on. This train stops for nobody and it slows down for no one. So here we go with the first edition of the new Power Project that you're going to see on iTunes, you're going to see on YouTube, and you're going to see all over the damn place. Boom, switching over there. And now let's kick things off with the first question. Typical Power Project style, this first one that's coming at you is just me answering some questions. So sometimes the Power Project is going to be me answering questions. Sometimes it's just going to be something to fill the gap for you to do your 10-minute walks. Sometimes it's going to be me with a guest. Could be Stone Cold Steve Austin, could be Sylvester Stallone, could be my own brother. I don't know. We'll see who we can get and who we can gather up for the new Power Project. I'm really excited about it. But to get to some of these questions, I had a bunch of questions coming through on the Instagrams. And if you want to add more questions, you can add them in the comments below and we will check every single question. I read a lot of the comments. I don't have time to read every single comment that comes through, but I try to read and I try to learn more about what you guys want to hear from me. So in this first question, this is like kind of a little bit of a complicated one and a personal one as well. They wanted to know how I was able to deal with, or if it's even a thing, for me to deal with my success being, I guess, quote unquote, more successful than my brother Chris. For those of you that don't know, my brother Mad Dog died years ago. He had a drug addiction. He was bipolar, and unfortunately, he's no longer with us. Success and trying to be great is something that really chewed him up and is something that really ate away at him. And ultimately, I think it's what's responsible for his death, even though that's never a cause of death, somebody trying to be great, right? But in his case, I think it was. And something I want to share with you guys that's really important. Success is kind of made up by a lot of you guys. Whether people think that I'm great, that's kind of made up and determined by fans. It's made up and determined by the general population. Is my dad great? My dad's great in my eyes. I love my dad. My dad is the most full-bore, kick-ass person and the coolest human being that I've ever met in my fucking life. Jesse Burdick. Jesse Burdick is a great friend of mine. He's always been there for me in every situation. Is he great? I think he's great. But you look at his Instagram account and see how many followers he has or see how many likes he accumulates from posting, you know, how to teach his kids how to lift weights or something. And maybe it's not the most popular thing you've ever seen on Instagram. And so whether he's great or not, that's kind of determined by you guys. But in my opinion, that's not the true definition of greatness and it's not the true definition of success. Just because I have millions of dollars in the bank, you would think that that's some sort of measure of success, but really it's only a measure of finances. It's only a measure of financial freedom. So I have more financial freedom than maybe the next guy. It doesn't mean I'm better than anybody. It doesn't mean that I'm great. It doesn't even mean that I'm successful in my opinion, because if I'm not good to the people that are around me and I'm not providing more opportunity for the people that are around me, and this goes for any of you, whether you own a business or not, I think this is really important. I'm not better than my brother. My brother is my idol. My brother, Chris, I've mentioned this many times over that my dad is my idol. My dad is my hero. And he truly is. But who am I going to identify more with, my dad or my brother? My brother, right? He's only 4 years older than I am. My brother has inspired me. My brother has done so many things for me. And I wouldn't be doing any of this if it wasn't for him. I wouldn't be doing any of this if it wasn't for my brother Mad Dog sticking 225 pounds on my back when I was like 14 years old and making me do squats, and I was a pussy about it. I wanted to use that little pad. Yes, Mark Bell, the people's coach, wanted to use that little, we call it the pussy pad. I wanted to use that pad for squats, and because the squats hurt. How dare you interrupt the Power Project, you sons of bitches! Just some terrorist action happening here in Davis, California. But success is made up, and it's not really like a tangible or physical thing. Is LeBron James great? Is he somehow greater than somebody who has a charity that spends a lot of time, helping people with mental disorders or helping burn victims? Or, I mean, there's a lot of great people in this world, and it's not just about how much money that they make. I would say it can even be argued that my brother's greater than me. My brother is more creative than I am. I have inventions. I have United States patents. I am extremely proud of the trademarks, and I'm extremely proud of the patents that I hold. They are a badge of courage for me. They are points up on the scoreboard. But is that harder or easier to do? That's like, you really just have to have an idea that somebody else really hasn't had before, and then you just pay for it. There's a lot of terrible inventions out there. There's a lot of people that have patents. But how many people are able to make a movie? Bigger, Stronger, Faster was seen by millions of people, and it's impacted people all over the world. So how has my brother dealt with my success? I guess the question is, how have I dealt with his success? Because I can't really answer on his behalf on how he feels about mine. I will say this, as I've climbed the ladder and as I've become more successful, as my success has, again, success is in quotes because this is just success. This is financial gain. This is the success of the business. Maybe being married is a success versus he's single. maybe that's not a victory. I don't know. I don't know who determines these things, but the way that things are currently with how people measure success, my financial gain, as my financial gain has exponentially risen, my relationship with my brother has grown tremendously. At first, I would say there may have been a little bit of a power struggle there because there may have been just some good old-fashioned sibling rivalry going on there. But my brother and I have never been really truly competitive in that way. We love each other a lot. We are really close, and we have been since the time I was a kid. We have been since I can remember, really. And so there hasn't been any really blockade when it comes to any of that. I was able to be in a position to buy him a car. I've been able to be in a position to pay him for the movie that we're working on currently. But none of that, like, that's not anything I'll ever hang over his head. Those are all things that he deserves anyway, because he helps push the brand. He helps push the products stronger and better than anybody else that we have. And he also is somebody that came up with a lot of the great quotes that we have on the back of the shirts, and he's somebody that's been supportive from day one. So he and I think we get along maybe in a different way than some other brothers do. But it's a shared success. It doesn't feel like this is mine and this is something I'm going to keep close to me, and you got to go figure out your own shit. My brother would give me the shirt off his back, and I know that when he's in a position where he's making money, he's going to want to be throwing it at me and figuring out ways to help me out. And so the position I'm in now, where I feel comfortable and I feel strong with the finances I've gained, I feel great to be able to help him and to be in a position to help him. He's the one that started all this gangsta shit in the first place. He's the one that got me into lifting in the first place, or got me into this mess, however you want to say it. I'm going to conclude on answering one other question that somebody had that came in. That's a little bit about running a business. And I'm just going to answer it fairly quickly, because the question was, how do you have a successful business? Well, the answer to that is a really, really long-winded, but I'll keep it short. I'll keep it sweet. You first of all need a good idea. And then based off of that idea, you need a good idea or concept. How do you be a little bit different? Or how do you just execute really well? Those are two things that are really important. How do you be different, or how do you execute really well? Now, if we just take that same concept and we just apply that to life, it's the same damn thing. Whether you're successful in life or successful in business, they can be things that have synergy to each other. They don't have to be separate from each other. To be successful, to be great, back to what we were talking about before, to be successful and to be great, you know what you have to do? You don't really have to do a whole lot of anything other than just what you're fucking supposed to do. And then maybe a little bit extra. So be yourself and then some. You've heard me talk about that before. Be a dad and then some. What does being a dad and then some mean? Well, you know, you're a dad, you're a father figure, right? But you do a little extra here and there. Maybe you, when you come home from work or come home from the gym, you bring something home for your child, or you remember something that they wanted to do that day, and you say, maybe before they go to school in the morning, maybe you stop them and say, hey, you know what? You're not going to school today. We're going to do something fun. We're going to do something cool. We're going to go to do something different. I got mom to get off of work too, and we're getting the hell out of here. How freaking pumped would your kid be? They'd be so excited. Be a son and then some. Be a friend and then some. Check in with your friends. Check in to see how they're doing. Give them a phone call. Make sure they're doing okay. Stop people. Stop them and look them in the eye and say, hey, man, how's it going? Because, you know, as you become homies with somebody and you're like, hey, man, what's up? They're just like, oh, I'm doing good. And they just say it like that. And you say, no, how are you doing? Look them right in the eyes. See how they're actually doing. Be yourself and then some. Be a lifter and then some. Be a bodybuilder and then some. Be someone that takes their diet very seriously and then some. It doesn't have to be that much more than anybody else. But if it is more than other people, guess what happens? You end up being great. You end up being successful. You end up having a successful business. So that's the blueprint. The blueprint is just to do a little bit more. I share with you guys all the time. I say it often. The more that you can do, the more that you can handle. The more that you do, the more that you can handle. Do more, be more. Do more, become more. The more that you do, the more that you put in, the more that you'll get back. This is the first edition of the Power Project. On the next edition of the Power Project, you're going to see me interview my good friend and longtime super training gym athlete, Ryan Spencer. If you like this, hit the like button. If you want to comment, ask more questions, ask questions below. Thank you guys for watching. Strength is never a weakness. Weakness is never a strength. I'll catch you guys later.